volunteer efforts next meeting. So now we have public communications for anything not on the agenda that any members of the public want to comment on. Seeing none, we'll just move on to the MacArthur Transit-Oriented Development update and status of bicycle parking plans there.
So I contacted the staff, that's in Charter Park staff, and they put us in touch with the developers. There's the TOD development as well as there's a plaza design that's being coordinated through the city. This actually came from the Bicycle Advisory Task Force. This is, you guys requested this, and here we go. So that's about it. This is a vet's project as the park staff.
Well, just a one-minute summary of the project, and then Walter will talk about the actual real project. This is a larger project. This is a project. So MacArthur Transit Community Partners is developing a transit village on what is now the parking lot, also purchasing a few parcels. This will, the parking will be put in a garage and then some parking underground for the tenant field. But in the process, we're redesigning the park plaza to make it friendlier than it is now, more usable. And the big part of it is making kind of put a bike station to go. The orientation or how cyclists get to the site has been worked out. It's not shown on this plan per se, but they'll be coming down this way and access this way. It's still difficult to get to the site from some corners. That's a little bit beyond the scope of the project. That has to be worked out eventually. So Walter's going to talk about this design for this time.
Well, again, my name is Walter Hood with Hood Design, and as Chris pointed out, our previous schemes, we looked at particularly pedestrians and bicycle access to the BART Plaza, but there was a lot of concern through our last process over the last 5 years about just accessibility, period, just moving through. And as you guys know, within this transit-oriented development, some streets right now, the internal street is shown as going through. Before, it wasn't shown that way, so it was actually a dead-end piece. I don't know how likely that is, but just looking at the diagram, we have an internal street that goes through and a frontage road that goes through, and this will help access a lot. But what we have to remember is that we will have shuttle traffic moving along frontage road exclusively, so during rush hour, there could be some issues here as well. But we see the internal street and Telegraph Avenue as being areas that you can go through. There's one new element. There is a stop light here now, which provides for easy crossing across 40th Street. That's helped a lot of the congestion, but you still will have a left turn happening on 40th and a right-hand turn. So this will still be a major vehicular access. Okay? Is everyone oriented with this? You know what we're talking about? So for the BART Plaza, in our previous scheme, there was no bike station, there were bike lockers. And that was part of our program, was to locate more bike, an increased amount of bike lockers. They're the ones, the actual boxes that are out there. They were new at the time where we stopped our previous design, and to locate as many as possible within this area. We located upwards, I think, to the possibility of storing close to 100 bikes in that facility. So increasing the number that was there. Now, one of the big issues about MacArthur is you come out underneath the freeway, as you know, and it's congested. People are going in all directions. So to have a major facility or lockers in the middle of all of this, we basically were removing some of the vegetation to make the ground plane just a lot clearer and the points of access and egress to be very clear. With the new proposal, meaning we started up again, what's it been, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
18 years, 2 years. There is a new proposal on the program to actually put in a manned station here that would hold at least 200 bikes minimum. And that's interior, is that correct?
Or unmanned, I mean, we're just trying to figure that out.
Unpersoned.
What was the 100 figure you gave us earlier?
That was the previous, what we had, that was not in a station. But this would be a bicycle facility, very similar to what's at Fruitvale or at Berkeley. Those were the models that we looked at, and we've taken liberty to look at other models internationally. Some of the issues that come about, it's actually works out much better functionally to actually have a station, meaning that we can be very clear about where bikes are being kept and secure. We're looking at areas up against the southern edge of the station that would allow free access through, and we can easily house 200 bicycles within the prescription that we have and still allow the plaza to function in a very good way for safety, for visibility. Now within the stations, what we're looking at is a possible workshop of 200 to 300 square foot, so you could actually repair bikes. There would be in the 200, the bikes are not lifted, but they're actually rolled into a kind of a holding sort of element. So there is, we're really thinking about if anyone's working there, that you're not lifting bikes over your head, but it's actually easier and accessible from the ground. As I said, 200 is pretty easy to store in this area here. Once you start getting out of that number, you start moving into the circulation route. The other piece that's working out really well for us is there is a light and air zone right now where we have the highest ramp is this one coming here when you come out of the BART. So there is one space where you get the maximum amount of light. So thinking about if this is manned, if someone's working there, that we would want to look at the environmental conditions that we put anyone in if they're there and working. There would be issues of noise, which is really noisy. There would be issues of pollution, and there would be issues of microclimate. In the wintertime, it gets really cold and wind. So those would be some of the issues that we could abate. By having a facility, we could abate those issues much easier than not having that, meaning that we could actually have a roof structure, we could deal with ventilation, and we could deal with other infrastructure pretty easily. We haven't looked at the quantity of bikes over the 200 that would not be in a station, meaning having bike locks, having additional lockers. And I guess that would be the big thing for this group would be, if there's a facility here, what is the best kind of facility to put? Because again, at Berkeley, it's all interior. It's down underneath. And at Fruitvale, it's interior as well. There are very few that we've looked at that have not been covered to some degree. Washington, D.C. has a fantastic new one that's actually covered on three sides. It actually has a workshop, and it's being touted as working perfect. Chicago has a more upscale one, which is actually a building at Millennium Park, where they have like a waiting list for like years, because you can actually shower, and you could actually fly in and actually change within that. What we're looking at is probably, if we go with having someone run it, something very, very minimal as far as, I say, workshop, and there might be lockers where people could actually leave your clothing and things like that. Questions? Yes?
I apologize if you already might have said this, but if there were a plan to put in a bike station, would that mean that, or actually I just want to say that it would be good certainly if there were still outside electronic lockers to remain, like one wouldn't push the other one out, in other words.
I think we're still looking at possibly putting electronic lockers like El Cerrito in there.
Okay.
Yeah. For after hours and things like that. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's just a quantity. I think it's just really working to the quantity and looking at the capacity of the station.
They would be similar to the new lockers with the shared lockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The frontage road, is it a one-way still?
It will be one-way till here, and it's two-way and front. Right. But you come in, go this way, buses would all go this way. There would not be any ingress.
To the garage there.
To the garage, but not all the way.
But there would be a cyclist would have their dedicated in lane.
In both
and
ways.
they'd share a route up with the shuttle on the way out, but and they'd have a dedicated, actually 6 feet
along
with a 4 foot buffer next to
the lower edge.
Yeah.
So I mean, not a contraflow, you're saying?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
But not cars, only bikes.
Okay, so you can get in from MacArthur that way, and that's the preferential way in?
This would be the preferential versus.
Or the internal street.
You can do this as well.
What about the internal street there, whatever you call it?
I don't think this is vetted completely. I think we're still going with this.
Well, no, I think that's real, but
this is vetted at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, that street was made predominantly for pedestrians. We're still studying the connection and trying to see if that connection is going to also, I mean, it certainly could accommodate bicycles. It may, we're studying whether or not there's traffic on that street as well. But right now, there's no traffic,
right.
no auto traffic.
When do you think we'll see the design for the bike?
In a few weeks. Yeah.
And how can we get a look at that?
We could set up some mechanism for review, and that could, we could come back and present it, or we could have some kind of internal routing. Because one of the things, again, it would be great to get your comment on, I guess, what would you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we could vet that through the design process and then send it back to you to get your comment on it. Because I think as the users, we're looking for you guys to really give us the idiosyncratic, some of the things that maybe we're not thinking about through the case studies that we're looking at.
Are you looking for that kind of stuff now or later? I could probably go on forever, just various ideas from my experience, but I don't want to do that.
Well, just very simple. I mean, because we've done some research. Attila Garrett has done some initial research, and as I said, we've looked at a lot of models around the world, and we've looked at, but I don't know what's preferred as a scenario, and I definitely think it's going to be a hybrid. It's going to be a little bit of everything, probably.
But I think the purpose of this is to get your input so that, you know, Walter and Chris can go on and work on their concepts, you know, going further. So if there's some, you know, large desires or preferences, I think that would be worthwhile hearing.
The one thing I think is important is you have one section of the facility that is accessible after hours, up to the staffed hours. Mm-hmm. Maybe a small area is accessible after staffed hours.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the majority of it is staffed, or is for the staff.
Well, I understood that it's not going to be staffed.
Was that?
Right?
No, it might be staffed.
It might be staffed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's been determined.
Well, I think that part of the point of after hours where you can't access it, that it be open to people that aren't members, that don't have an access card, so that if you're a member, you can get it at all hours, but if you're not a member and you want to park your bike at a BART station, you're an infrequent user for this station, you don't join things, that you're able to park your bike, even if there's not a staff person to help you. And also, it'd probably be a good idea to have some bike racks just the same. Probably not, you might not need as many, but for the type of person that low security parking would work for them.
Well, following up on that, then, having some bike racks actually where we have them inside the paid area for the very casual.
Inside again.
Yeah, well, they're there now at the present time.
So they're inside.
Yeah, just bike racks.
It's this idea of choice that you've got very different ways of parking a bike, from very secure to less secure, but faster to slower to more casual.
Do the racks there now inside the
Gate?
This one doesn't.
They do have racks inside the station. They're kind of temporary. They're on runners. They were put in primarily while we were installing the new electronic lockers, and we were supposed to pull them out. We just haven't pulled them out. We park around 80 to 100 bikes a day on racks at that station.
Yeah.
It's also on the racks outside in the plaza. The racks on the inside park about 25 or so bikes inside, and then the remainder's outside.
Civic Center and both Mission Street stations in San Francisco have racks inside the station, if you ever...
Pass it inside the toll gate.
Inside, yeah. Inside
yeah, call it the paid area.
A large number, or is it marginal light?
It's a larger, but we don't have any plaza, okay. Or mm-hmm. limited plaza mm-hmm. in the downtown San Francisco station.
But they have more than 20 bikes at their...
They have around 36 spaces at each one of those stations. I'm a encyclopedia. I would say that you have, well, I think actually more than one of them, but that's close enough. I would say that you should talk to our current operator who operates all three stations and is going to be mm-hmm. taking on Ashby in the summer, because Ashby's going to open up and be primarily a self-serve. But he has... very specific space needs for what he calls a Barnett repair station, right. And he says they've worked with it, and it's really the best way ergonomically and everything to repair bikes. So he has a you know, very specific yeah. layout.
Not really the bike.
Yeah, Gene. Gene.
Yeah, we actually talked to him and got a lot of the requirements.
Okay.
He's working with.
Speaking of that, that's going to be an unmanned station, right?
This one here?
No, Ashby.
Ashby's primarily, yeah, unmanned.
And how do people feel about that versus the manned?
I was going to say, I've been an ongoing user of the bike station at Fruitvale, and so I'm like more than 100% supportive of there being manned stations. And one of the things I feel like, for one, I feel like they can fit in a lot more bikes than if you have just racks, but the best possible world is to have a combination of all the lockers, right. Especially in them. And it's surprising some people will still continue to use racks even though there's a station, for whatever reason. But one of the things I think that kind of gets amiss sometimes when you talk about having a manned station is not only their ability to do repair, but I always feel like that makes, there's been quite a number of times that contributes to people's ride to and from being safer, because you have this mechanic who's pulling out a bike that says, you know, are you aware that your brakes are kind of failing here, or, you know, your handlebars are loose or whatever. The fact that they can, you know, oftentimes do repairs like right on the spot to make it safer, or somebody has a flat, they have to blow air in their tires, those kinds of things. One of the things I also think is great too about the Fruitvale station is that I like to see the kids that are there. There are kids that come in that may not necessarily be there to use the BART facility itself, but, you know, it's just like a good community thing that they're there. And like I said, there's just a lot of people that take advantage of in the community surrounding, and I think that, you know, contributes towards, you know, better neighborhood kind of relations. So. And I just really supported that whole concept of there being a man station and then having lockers and racks available also.
Yes.
Can I ask back to the bigger picture? The Village Drive, where it meets the access, the frontage road, is that going to be signalized or?
Civilized?
Transportation.
No, I don't think there's a light there.
No.
Okay, no. So that would be actually a very good way.
Yes, I think
to get
would
in
be a good way. The only thing you're still going to be crossing over, you know, incoming traffic, but hopefully again.
But it'd probably be a four-way stop or something, a three-way stop as it is.
Light there. Back in that direction.
But that at least for pedestrians, that's going to be a proper.
Yeah.
Safe junction.
And you're going to have all of this space here open along the sidewalk.
I have another number. Last year, I believe at Bike to Work Day, we had over 400 people stop at the Energizer station that was set up in the plaza between the morning and like 10 a.m. So
they were going into the BART?
I don't think they weren't all going to the BART, you know, but they stopped by the Energizer station with bikes, you know. I don't think they just got counted just for being stopping by, but I think they had to have a bike to get
they
counted.
They were biking somewhere, maybe not.
Yeah, they might have been biking through.
Yeah. How will the bikes get off of the roadways to the bike station? kind of ingress, egress do you see?
Well, right now, we're calling for this piece of the road to be tabled. So it's pretty much like if you're at the airport, you know, at Oakland Airport, how the everything comes up the grade. So that's a major crossing from here to here, and everything else is from the corners. So you're still having to cross with crosswalks and corners.
You would just ride up that ramp that you just pointed to?
Yes, you would probably, if you're coming with the light, you're basically doing like the car and coming in, or you're coming up this road and directly in.
There, you know, there still is, once you get there, it's a plaza with people cutting all over the place. So people are going to have to dismount at some point.
So you're walking the bike.
Yeah, I know, I understand that. It's just the sort of ingress and egress. Sometimes
well, it's much wider when you get to this space.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is open on the side if you've ever been there, all along here. So it's still going to be just as porous. So there won't be anything blocking. But again, if we look in this area, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be wanting to come directly here against this edge. That's the edge that we could probably queue the most, and we could probably get the most physical space, deal with the servicing, and get it out of the traffic. There's also a secondary space possibly in here for more bike racks and things like that. And that's only, again, thinking about the light and thinking about visibility within the plaza. And not trying to take off the edges of the space, because this is where if you go at rush hour, everyone is standing around the edge waiting for their ride. So we're trying to like not get here with that queue. Yes?
I know it's outside of your scope, but I think the only piece that's really missing is the accessibility on the city streets to the site overall, and that's the city of Oakland, really. Are they working with you guys at all on improving the conditions for bicycles or providing infrastructure for bicycles?
From which location?
Yeah.
From all around, really. I mean, there would be some left turns if people choose to take 40th, or if they're coming north on Telegraph, they're going to have to make a left turn on a bike.
There is planned to be a new signal here.
Uh-huh.
So this will be a signal intersection.
Right.
So people coming, you know, this way will be going off through a signal. And currently there also is planning to be a new signal here.
There'll be a signal there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Timed with this signal. But this signal would obviously, you know, allow people to cross that much easier.
If you're going north on Telegraph, you cut into that section. But also, Art, tell them about the improvements for MacArthur Boulevard.
Yeah.
But we don't know all the scope of those improvements. We're still trying to study those. But we're doing some other improvements along MacArthur underneath the overpass, putting in lighting and some other improvements. And then there's some other improvements that are going on in this intersection, not with a signal, but just with some of the turning lane improvements. And there will be some other street improvements along West MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, inside, I mean, we are obviously taking care of all of these improvements. You know, connecting this to the streets and then connecting obviously Village Drive to Telegraph.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some of those connectedness trying to be incorporated into the plan.
Does Telegraph have bike lanes right there? No.
I think it's under debate.
It's signed.
One project, or is BART doing one and coordinating with the city with the rest?
Good question. And you know, the other issue is timing. You may ask, when is this going to happen? The timing and the construction of all the, what I call the infrastructure of the site development work, which is Village Drive, Signal here, Internal Street, and Frontage Road, is currently planned, if we can get through all the other paperwork, all going to happen at the same time, with construction potentially starting you know, within a year. So we are going, and we do have a plan. We do have planning approvals for the city of Oakland. We're going through in the next several months a final development plan approval with the city to approve the latest concept and also approve the parking structure. So the parking structure and all the site development work could happen potentially at the same time. And with the goal of having it all completed by the end of next year in 2011. Now that's because of some of the funding that we have for this has to be utilized by that time. If we get an extension on the funding, then some of this work may get phased out a little bit more. But the goal is to try to get the set up so that it can be accomplished within that time period.
It's very fast.
Yeah, it'd be very fast. Yeah.
So unlike Pleasant Hill, where they had to do the replacement parking garage first, this all the construction would be going on simultaneously, and there'd be no surface parking for automobiles during that time. Is that what
we are working with BART and trying to figure out a solution to make that work.
Okay.
But that is a complication because of the funding, and it is we're trying to make sure that works. It's going to cause some headaches. Right, Yvette?
Right. It is now.
Right. Yeah.
One easy solution to that is BART helps the city stripe bike lanes on every street they need at the station, giving people a safe option to driving and parking.
I don't think this has BART. I mean, there's a lot of city, you know, policy and procedure for striping bike lanes, as I recall from some of our past discussion, that, you know, it's not a, you know, something that they have to get their whole community to agree to.
Because it could take parking spaces or traffic lights.
Well,
are you working on the restriping of Telegraph and West MacArthur for these traffic lights that you're installing? Is that part of your work?
There is, for the new signal work, there is some striping, you know, in terms of adding turning pockets and such. So that is part of our project, but it's specifically for the intersection.
Where does BRT lead this?
Before you get to that, I just wanted to ask a question about the lights. When lights go in and left turn pockets go in, it often squeezes cyclists out. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at that and thought about how that's going to work?
Well, I can't say that's been, you know, fully studied. I think it probably has, but we are going to have to come up with a design. We have not designed those intersections.
Well, that's why I put BRT. I agree with Dave. That's a good issue.
BRT is a different issue because BRT is coming through and they have some other issues with her, maybe a little bit conflicting with what we're doing. So, but they haven't, I think their environmental impact report has not been approved. So they're, yeah, they may change certain things that we're planning on doing, but we have no control over that.
It'll affect yours in terms of the whole traffic flow and telegraph.
Yes, but we can't control
when that
this project's on.
Okay, Janelle?
Dedicated bike lane.
How many additional parking spaces will the garage add?
The garage is planned, it's still a little in flux, but it's going to be about potentially around 100 stalls.
It's not the dedicated
additional.
450 total stalls.
Which is less than the current.
It's less than the current. Currently, there's over 600.
So we're allowing a reduction in the number of parking spaces because they are providing additional access for pedestrians and bicyclists.
A question within, say, Village Drive, and I guess Internal Street's not going to be a bicycle street necessarily. In Pleasant Hill, they went and poured paper or cement, and it was sectioned off and colored and really pretty. They weren't able to texture the cement, or they didn't texture the cement immediately, and it was very slippery. I took a pretty good fall on it this winter. And also the edging that they do so the cement doesn't crack, the gaps are pretty wide, and when it's in the direction of travel of a bicycle, a narrow wheel can get steered by that.
That's a good point. And don't be fooled by that pretty color on Village Drive. It'll be asphalt.
Oh, okay.
Internal Drive, that's an issue. Because Internal Drive, we're looking at pavers. So that might be
an issue.
But just keep in mind, if you, whatever surface you put down, that you want to have some traction for cyclists. It doesn't rain much in California, but it does rain.
Okay.
And any kind of gaps that might be, if you do pavers on crosswalks or anything that's decorative, you might want to run it by somebody that rides a bicycle and see if it would be a hazard.
Well, the city of Oakland has, they're very rigid about letting you do anything other than asphalt. Maybe stamp asphalt. But even concrete is a real battle. So the internal drive is a private drive part of the development, so they have flexibility in the materials.
Okay.
So that's a good point, though. Because
okay,
there's
internal street.
Yeah, this is, Village is going to be a public street, and Freshett will be a public street. Internal Street is going to be a private street.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change anything. I think your point is well taken, okay, that we need to look at, make sure, you know, there's no grooves that will track a bike.
Or at the end, they go perfect.
You said the whole project might be done next year. How about the bike station? Did that happen before then, or what's the timing of that?
The goal, I mean, we have obviously, there's a lot of hoops that have to go through. I mean, know, Walter and such have to design it. We have to go through BART to work on approvals. We have to make sure we have all the funding. It could, and I don't know procurement-wise everything, but, you know, the bike station could happen early 2011 as well. So the goal is that that would be done. Yeah. It has a little different schedule, but it could happen quicker.
Yeah, it could happen quicker.
Yeah.
The parking's definitely going to be at that end of
the garage. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay. When you look at the traffic signal design, can you make a note to self to consider that a lot of times if you put in loop activated turns for cars, that they don't detect bicycles necessarily,
right,
but there
right.
is the technology out there that can do that.
Right.
And so to include it, because there's nothing worse than a bike sitting there trying to wait for a green and, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to wave the car forward behind them, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
they'll trip the signal.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to address the operation versus self-serve and it's a larger issue, which we can talk about later when we talk about bike stations, but just so the project team can hear it too, is that it's difficult for BART to continue to take on additional cost for fully manned bike stations and solely hold the burden. And so, and it basically is going to limit the amount of bike stations that BART can support. And we don't currently have a funding stream, a regional or local funding stream, that will pay for operations for bike stations. So right now, BART pays for it solely. At City of Berkeley, we've worked out an agreement with the City of Berkeley, where the City of Berkeley is partially contributing to some of the operating costs. The operator is, you know, contributing a small part of the revenue that is generated, but we would also look to other partners to help, because otherwise, you know, to have a fully manned, and right now, you know, operating a bike station, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day, you know, ranges in, you know, the $100,000 range of operating expenses a year, and it can be more or less depending on what kind of, how much staffing you have. And so as we add these on, which are really wonderful facilities, and they can also provide, like we were talking about, a nice community space and places for people to learn about bicycling and safety classes and things like that, are all great things, but it's just an ongoing, you know, operating expense that has to be addressed as part of the project.
How's the parking garage going to be operated, funded, independently or through BART or?
Well, the funding, again, so the capital funding that we have for this is all capital. It's not operating funding.
I meant the operating.
No, but just letting you know, so the building of the garage is going to be built currently to a BART standard, and BART is going to basically take ownership of that. So it's just like BART operating the parking lot. They're now just operating. There's no operator in the garage. So similar, you know, the other bike station is, you know, we have capital money, but no, there's no operating money.
And back to that, yeah, we understand that the Fruitvale station is being funded as they are, to some extent. And as efficient as Fruitvale station is, it still requires a big fund of money from BART. This will affect our design kind of significantly.
Yes.
You know when BART can figure that out? Just to kind of,
well, I mean, it would. We would look to the project to help come up and say, this is what we're willing to, you know, contribute, and I can take it to, you know, I mean, we'd have to look to our, you know, ongoing operating costs, what we could do. I mean, we're limited. We can't, you know, buy our BART board what we can charge for bicycle parking, and we want to encourage bicycle parking, so we don't, you know, want to charge a lot. So, you know, at this point, I don't have a green light to go ahead and charge, you know, to add more operating costs. And considering where BART is, that might be a difficult sell. You know, we are doing the Berkeley bike station. I'd be happy to share all the information we have with you on that. And it has a self-serve area as well as a attended area. And a,
but it's inside that Berkeley.
That one actually is being built on a street-level retail space through a grant. It's just to let you know, it's easier to get grants, right, at this point for the capital improvements, and much more difficult to get a funding stream for the operating. Some counties out in Contra Costa, they may be able to use some of their measures or more flexible for, and we're looking into that, but in Alameda County, it's, I don't believe we have it.
I mean, you're not mentioning the obvious funding source, and that is car parking charges in that garage right there. When is, update us on Bart's visionary thinking on having the car parking charges
currently
paid for the bike station.
Bart is in an extreme revenue operating deficit, if you read the papers, and so the car, the revenue that comes from the parking goes into the general fund at this point. So
but
there's
we've
not
always
a
heard
dedicated
that. We've
street.
Heard that even in Bart's heydays. So when will that tune change? You know, does Bart
I
have
can't
to strike
say
gold
anything to that.
When will we hear that Bart will start looking at?
Well, I was against the point, Dave, charge. Was that the garage itself is being very similar to the bike station. It's a cost.
Well,
you're
okay.
Changing from an open car park to
we're getting off topic.
The
auto
parking
here.
Well, no, I'm just trying to get across that I don't like to keep hearing that the bike parking costs money and the car parking comes for free. Currently, we have a $1 charge for parking your car, I believe, at this place. And the facility will cost a lot to maintain, operate. It's not as...
Well, I think the good news about the bicycle parking is that as we bring more bike stations on and we have our operator who's more sophisticated and we have some that are self-serve and some that are not, the actual cost per bike of, even though we have some staffed facilities, is going down. It was very high, actually, when we had a low number of bikes parked with a high level of staffing. And so now that we have, you know, some more, like Embarcadero's gone to mostly self-serve, but we still have our operator who's able to go around and, you know, do support at the different stations, then, you know, as the stations kind of get bigger and we have fewer man and more bikes being parked, the actual cost per bike is a little better. But the actual bottom line cost to BART is not going down.
Okay, we've got to move this on, but I'll just close in saying this. Just like there's a range that can be charged for the bike lockers that the board has approved, if my recollection of charging for the auto spaces, that there's a certain percentage, if the parking lot is not filling up, they go from a low of $1, and they can have as high as $5, which I think is what West Oakland is right now. So staff can change that, and that some of that money is a return to access improvements. Is that correct?
Originally, they allocated a certain amount of money, but it was a one-time allocation for access improvement into the access improvement fund. And that has all been programmed. And some of it went to lockers. Actually, a large amount of it went to lockers. Some went to MacArthur's signage program. Some went to the Berkeley bike station and other projects like that.
Okay. So it sounds like as they add more stations to have auto parking charges, we need to get that one-time charge into a continuous return to improvement, so that they can fund the access hierarchy that Bart has, that it's pedestrians, disabled, bicyclists, carpools, or buses that are up there high up too, and single occupancy is down at the bottom, occupancy vehicles.
I would also add that it would be good to work regionally on funding streams that are eligible for operation and maintenance of bicycle facilities.
And that would be a lot easier to do if Bart would step up and say, regularly we're going to allocate a percentage of car parking charges to this. We're stepping to the plate, we're asking the region to step to the plate. It would help immensely.
Well, we do allocate about, I can give you the budget, but we do allocate around $250,000 to $60,000 a year to the bike station program and the bicycle program every year, and we have for several years. So that it's not like BART is not ponying up money for bikes.
We just want it to come from the car parking charge.
Okay, we noted, Dave.
It comes from the general fund, which, you know.
So with that, thank you for coming with the presentation. If you could leave a few business cards, and if you have any questions, you can certainly come back.
You have a new number?
No, same one. The
power plate. Are you sure you can? Are you doing the public meeting later this month at Mosswood?
We've got for a meeting with BART in 2 weeks to present a schematic. Public meeting.
So, Kathy Kleinbaum sent something from Oakland. Yes.
Didn't she say that?
I can't remember. There's a meeting somewhere to do with
me. But you'd be the one to know. Kathy setting up a public meeting.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes. Don't get worried.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have to go with
that.
I'll give it one.
No, I'd just like to hear what you've got to say about the more transit village part of the.
Oh, the was that note that Kathy said out? Was that note for the plaza or for the transit
village? Transit village.
For the transit village. Oh, yeah. There's a lot more coming on that.
I probably have.
Yeah, we know we have this.
Okay, so with that presentation, we move on to the earthquake safety group and the plan earthquake retrofits for Fruitvale, San Leandro, Bayshare, and Hayward stations.
Hi, this is Shirley.
I'm Shirley Ng, I'm the project manager. And we're in the process of getting ready to, we're working on the A-line stations. We're going to retrofit that. We came and spoke to this group about, I think, a month ago, talk about some of the work we're doing out on another line out toward Richmond and the Greenway. And so as part of the earthquake retrofit, we're also retrofitting our existing stations. So one of them we call the A line, which is the Fremont, the stations along the Fremont line. There's 7 original stations that require a certain level of retrofit, and out of those 7, 4 will impact bicycle racks. Okay, so.
And lockers.
And lockers. Okay, bicycle racks and lockers. And last time we were able to, I don't know, the configuration was different. So, but I guess we'll just tape this up. So all I wanted to do was to let you know that we're not changing any of the existing access routes to the station. Basically, the bicycle lockers and the racks, where they are, they're in the way of our construction. And what we have to do is we're going to have to put, we're going to work up on top in the med cap area. We're going to do some column wrapping, and we're going to be doing footing overlays on the footings, okay, for the aerial portion of the guideway. So what we've done is we've shown you generally what's in green. These bike racks are too close to the retrofit of the footing because we're going to have to open up the ground to get the footing. And so basically the concept is we're going to basically have to relocate what's in green to an area. What we're planning for right now is an area in orange, okay? And then when we're done working on the footing, we're going to put them back where they are. What we've shown here is this is the fence area of work, so that we're trying to keep it close to where it used to be, but out of the way. On the other hand, we can't put it within the contractor's work area because he can't get to the bikes. This one is at Fruitvale, and it'll be about 6 months long in terms of the construction, and then we go down to.
These are all just racks, not lockers?
In this one, there's only racks at Fruitvale. Now, when you get over to San Leandro, we have bike lockers.
You guys can walk up and
you
look
can
at
come
it.
Up and,
look.
And we have racks. So we have both. But we have some constraints here. So generally the concept right now is you have bike lockers. They're going to come over here and then go back. We have racks here. And we're looking at potentially, we may be able to let these racks remain. What we always show in our drawings are concepts of what has to be moved and where we think they can move. And when they come back with their schedule and they look at it, if they have a better plan or a better idea, we'll look at that and address that with them. If there's a problem with getting, replacing them, I mean relocating them, then what we've done is we're looking at double-tiered bike racks, more for space availability. So we may temporarily put in some double-tiered bike racks. If those work well, we may just, instead of putting back the regular racks, put some of the double-tiered rack in that location, in the permanent locations. But I think we're going to kind of see how that plays out, because I guess with the double bike racks, it can be hard getting the bike up there. It's probably easier to just roll your bike up.
What station is this one again?
This is at San Leandro. So there's some space constraints. So we've been working with the, with Penn and Laura and looking at these.
And are those the old one owner lockers? So it's easy to notify them that they're being moved?
And which ones are those?
Lockers?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the electronic lockers, and then about five of them are
the key. So we have both kinds.
Both. So it's easy to notify the ones that are keyed, because you know who has the key.
What we do with the electronic, and they have a whole procedure, is we post on the outside that they're going to be moved, and then we have the contractor work with ELOC, and ELOC basically comes in and, you know, they can actually move the lockers even if there's a bike in there. They just, when they just secure the locker during the move and put them back in, and ELOC can actually recode the locker so that it doesn't, you know, really affect the, it doesn't hurt the locker's timing or anything. So
it's just that the person whose bike is in there wants to come back.
They put signs all over the lockers and caution tape and stuff, and they say this locker is going to be moved on this day, and so keep your stuff out, you know. And we have, and if they find anything in one of the lockers, they photograph it, and you know they take very good care of them. We've done this a number of times for different projects, and we're getting better than we used to be at it.
The process from them, so what she's saying is what we're trying to do. And then we do recognize that it's an inconvenience, so whenever we do these relocations, we're going to have them happen over the weekend. Okay, so that way the commuters during the week are trying to get to work would be inconvenient as little as possible.
We do have, in general, for all the work at our stations and with the guideways, we do have a community relations group specifically for this project. So they'll be doing flyering notifications. They'll be having community meetings and outreach. So and here we are down at Bayfair Station, and we have very few that are in the way, but there's still some in the way. And the uniqueness about the station, there really isn't anywhere. We're just showing you what's there, but there isn't anywhere to relocate these bicycle racks to. It's just too congested and it's in the way. So what we're doing, just like on some other park projects, is they're going across the way to where the police trailer here, and so they're going to be located right here. And then the
they're in the park.
There's some bike lockers that'll be over here.
Now, are those e-lockers or the keyed ones?
Those are keyed.
Yeah. And there might be 20 of them, or excuse me. Okay, that sounds right, 16.
Penn's got them right.
And we are going to coordinate with Penn, depending on, I think there's some upgrades coming on some of the bike lockers, and depending on the timing, if she has them available, put the new ones in instead of the old ones.
Couple quick questions. The sure. Fruit Bay was going to take 6 months. San Leandro.
Everywhere else, it's about a year.
And
generally.
Are these all going on concurrently, or?
No, basically, we're going to start at Coliseum and Bayfair first, but Coliseum doesn't have any bicycle locks. So then, or racks, and then, so we're going to start at Bayfair, and then we're going to move into San Leandro, Fremont, and Hayward. But the bulk of the relocations are going to happen in 2012. And it's because we're sequencing the work at the stations, and we don't want to, we need to work on adjacent stations at one time, and then also because we're taking parking spaces and handicap stalls and things like that. So the last one we're going to, is it the last one? No.
Yes, Hayward.
Is Hayward. And Hayward, basically, there's these existing plastic bike blockers, and then there's these bicycle racks, and we're going to move them outside here, this location. And we may change the configuration. If there's a wide area here, so we can have them this way, or we may move one here and then one set over there. So that's generally what we're doing. Do you have any questions? We kind of wanted to let you know what we're planning to do in a general time frame.
Did Dave leave?
Oh, there he is. So Dave, just wanted to, he moved over. Well, because the one at Fruitvale is near the East Bay Bicycle Coalition
headquarters.
Headquarters, and Dave and are there, you know, you might be affected. That's all I just wanted. I just like that.
This is outside the area you spoke of. But you're doing the whole line for aerial tracks.
Yes. And
are you familiar with the East Bay Greenway plans and how that's moving forward?
We did work with them at one time with earthquake safety when they were first looking at their plan. And basically, it was determined that the alignment that they were looking at, basically a lot of it was part of UP's railway, and the property wasn't owned by BART, it was owned by the city. So we weren't able to work with them at that time.
So it's most of the what's being earthquake retrofitted wouldn't be on the right-of-way for the greenway if it
no,
was built.
It would not.
Okay, so making the construction of the under the tracks wouldn't
it
help
wouldn't,
them at all.
It wouldn't help them because a lot of what's underneath the tracks, yeah, belongs to someone else in their streets. So I know they're, but BART did commit to, they needed to find a lead agency, and so they did find a lead agency, and then we would assist with helping them once they went through there to help them with the funding aspect. But they would have to go through and get the environmental clearance and work through the agreement.
I believe they're using Actia.
Actia, yes.
No, I just thought if you're digging it up and you could help the procedure any, that'd be great.
And we did look at that.
Okay, good.
It didn't work out too well. And then for us to do that, they would have had to do their alternative route, so that was part of the problem, too. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll be back again later.
Are you giving us plenty of notice?
About the sea line in Pleasant Hill, but we're about 10 months away from that.
The station area will get notified. And, you know, there'll be a lot of notes.
So have you actually done the Richmond line? Is that completed?
What do you mean?
You said you'd already been to Sears, I don't remember it, about the Richmond line.
Right.
Where you've done the same thing. So I'm just asking, basically, how successful was that? Did that work out? Were people inconvenienced, or was it very smooth? Or?
I meant we came and talked to you.
Yes, you haven't done
that. They had a very nice presentation, and on the Olani Greenway, most of it is in the BART right-of-way.
Oh.
It will be very much improved.
I think of the stations. I think of the stations rather than...
The stations. There isn't too much going on with the stations. I can take another look at
that. Oh, so that's where you said you'd been before.
It was
the Greenway. Sorry, I remember
that.
It was very interesting.
And the stations actually just advertised and we got the bids in. There's two stations that's being retrofitted. El Cerrito del Norte and the Plaza. And we're planning to go to the board late in April to get that awarded. So you should see some activity happening in about 3 months.
No, it's just that obviously we don't have much comment because we assume you know what you're doing.
Well, I
hope it works. I just wondered.
Yeah, I hope it works too. I'm actually curious to figure out how some of these. I saw the double-tiered bike racks, and I was wondering conceptually how easy is that to use.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to get some feedback.
Well, they've been using them in the Embarcadero bike station very successfully, and you know we just thought it would be a way when we had such little footprint to deal with. But you know we can minimize those, and we just thought it was one way to deal with the.
No, I think it's a good thing. I just
So it's self-serve. They're using the double racks.
Yeah, without an assist, and it's surprising that the upper racks are in some way preferred to the lower. Only the lower ones are used if you have a particularly heavy bike or have
But they probably feel the upper ones are probably more secure.
Yeah, I think people like the upper ones.
Leverage attacks and doing that on the ground with it is much easier than up above your head.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Not to give you any ideas or targets, but
yeah, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so now we have an agenda item on eBART, the Antioch Hillcrest Station.
I don't see anyone here for that.
Oh, I thought you had just a little to say.
No, oh, okay. I didn't. I actually had the BART planning staff in that, and I'll try to follow up on why they aren't here. I thought they were coming.
Well, that gives us more room,
20
more,
minutes.
More time here, so we're not as far behind.
And the BART police also William Schultz is not able to come. He's on vacation day, holiday today. So
good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Skiing, I think.
Picked a good
just
weekend
put my
for
day
it.
Half an hour early, and then it was going to be.
Okay, so that leaves us
with the bike stations. And I'm not the person to speak to about the funding issues. That, you know, I can only do so much. I bring your messages back, and you need to work locally and with your represented leadership on some of these issues. I don't have a lot to say about each one of these. These were brought up by Dave and the task force, but Ashby is under construction right now, and it's part of the station modernization. It'll have a double-tiered lift assist off of the second-tier bike racks, and it'll have a small little desk area. It's pretty tight in there. And they are also programmed to get some new electronic lockers and additional brand new U-racks. So that's at Ashby. We're hoping that'll be open late summer, early fall. Downtown Berkeley, also under construction, working hard with the contractor and everybody to get it done. Gonna open, or we still hope to be open in May. We may not have it ready. It doesn't look like it'll be ready for Bike to Work Day, but we will plan some kind of, you know, we'll see what we can get open. We'll get whatever we can get open as fast as we can. We are looking at different ways to celebrate it for Bike to Work Day, whether it's an Energizer station there or down in the station, and then also planning a bigger event later, because we want to have one event instead of events.
What's the address of the...
2208. Is that what it says?
Right here, 2208 and 2210 Shattuck Avenue.
Okay, thank you.
Could you give me as much advance notice on any kind of opening ceremony date? Because I'd like to invite some elected officials.
What would be best is if you give me the elected official names, and then I'm going to give all the names and the groups of people to my community government relations people, and then they're gonna, you know, do the t- talking and inviting and deciding who, you know, talks more than the other people. You know, okay. How that goes.
Well, Barbara Lee would be, it's her district, I believe, so she would be on top of the list that I can think of. And I can probably get you the right person's name to contact if you need it.
Yeah, I've had a preliminary discussion with our government and community relations, and they are thinking we should wait until it's been open for a little bit, like in June, to have the big event. But I have to talk to my media group, and also we have to coordinate with Berkeley and stuff to really figure it out. But it's looking good. We're making lots of little minor decisions about plugs and colors, and we are working well with the city of Berkeley on signage outside and on the building and some wayfinding, and so I think it's going to be really nice and a great, very exciting once we can get it open. It'll be a nice space.
Yeah.
I've talked to a couple people here in more detail about it, and so there's going to be a nice, like, community space area, and so it's going to be a top-notch facility. We just got to get it open. People are working real hard. I mean, every day I spend a number of hours on the Berkeley Bike Station, so we worked on signage and signs and such today. So it's passed a number of hurdles. Pleasant Hill, I don't have a big update. I know there is a consideration of that. I have 80 or so lockers, electronic lockers program, and funding for that. There is a big TOD, kind of like what's going on here, and the county, they are working with the developer and looking at considering doing some kind of bike station. But again, the issue of how it's going to operate, who's going to, you know, run it and own it, and how would that work?
Where it's going to be?
Yeah, where it would be. That, I think they're considering different things, maybe in the retail area of the development, but it's, and they're kind of looking at options. You know, one of the things that I had a real preliminary meeting with the county and the redevelopment agency and the developer, and they aren't sure. They had a consideration that maybe if it was on their property, they would want to manage the operations of it. So, because they don't like to have, you know, whatever BART selects as the operator to operate, you know. But they don't know. They're just really in the early thinking. And this kind of similar things happening at Walnut Creek. There's the TOD development. And so I don't have a lot to say on that. I know there was a space in between the development and the BART station that was a turnaround that they had identified as a possible, what they call the bike station. But each time these come up, it has the same issues and questions.
This would be quite a few bike stations if they all came to fruition,
mm-hmm.
relatively speaking, for a transit system, I'm guessing. I don't
remember.
We're
already studied it. Like the number, have more than anybody else, so yeah.
I was thinking worldwide.
But the trains in the Netherlands.
Yeah, but it's a high number. I don't think they're that common.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. That bike stations aren't the normal way of solving bike parking problems, I believe, in many parts.
Right.
Even Germany and the Netherlands, it's not the norm.
So this is a bigger issue. You know, it is a regional issue, I'd say, and there's, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it seems it's great that they're thinking of it, but it seems that Pleasant Hill and Walnut Creek, you don't need two. You know, that somehow you can combine.
Yeah, personally, I feel the demand is higher at Pleasant Hill.
And if there wasn't one in Pleasant Hill, then maybe the one in Walnut Creek would make sense. But if you're, in some ways, the resources, maybe you can take it and
help fund the Pleasant Hill one with the, it's probably hard financially to take the money from Walnut Creek, but in some ways it would seem
the money
more efficient.
Doesn't always just flip.
I know, that's
like
the problem.
That.
I understand.
But you know, Walnut Creek, I, you know, there is some funding, but you know, like I said, it's partly opportunistic in terms mm-hmm. of the development. And then Civic Center, yeah. we have the design money is programmed, but basically, you know, programmed is different than allocated in mm-hmm. terms of Measure K. So there's, it's kind of in there as, okay, it's programmed, but then you have to still apply and get it allocated. And so that's kind of pending.
So it's not there yet.
It's not there yet. That's, but you know, there definitely is a desire by
staff.
And is
it basically?
And there's not a lot of space in our station there.
Mm-hmm. And is it basically you on the BART staff pushing all of these projects?
Well,
or is there another project
manager? I pushed, well, because there was money, I pushed the Ashby and the Civic Center and the Downtown Berkeley. I'm really doing that one. But the Pleasant Hill and the Walnut Creek are kind of just bubbling over there on their own. To tell you the truth, I kind of hear about them. It's kind of like, you know, this one. You know, honestly, I heard about this, the MacArthur one, with you guys. You know, so it's kind of interesting.
Nobody had told you?
Well, I've always kept hearing rumors about the MacArthur bike station, but I don't, you know, because the developers kind of, you know, work on their own schedule, and then they mm-hmm. go and apply to the city. And so it's like a different stream.
Well, the MacArthur one is actually in the station area. It's not like it's in the transit village.
Well, that's their idea
okay.
at this point, but I have actually, there hasn't actually been anything submitted or anything.
I think you're right in that we need to start looking for some kind of a standard for who owns these, who operates them, where the money comes from, because they're going to keep popping up everywhere. And they're going to come, the idea is to have them come from different places. Some may start with BART, and some, like you said, may start with a developer who says, oh,
right.
it may be nice to have a bike station here.
Right.
But we also want to standardize how they're operated. I mean, you don't want different systems for the keys, for the electronic cards, for the whatevers. I mean, there has to be.
And I agree. I totally agree. And that's what that's kind of what I've put forth, is that my feeling is that if it's near the BART station, our customers are going to feel like it's BART, and it should be all operated in the same system, like you said. And
certainly,
that's why I'm developing also the look and feel for Berkeley, like the, you know, the design and stuff, so that they will get a brand, and so you'll recognize it every time you.
It'll be ridiculous if somebody is used to having access to a BART station, to the station in Atmacadero, and arrives at MacArthur and realizes that he or she can't use the bike station at MacArthur because it has a different system. That would be absurd. I mean, we can't let that happen.
You know, sounds like we need a plan for these stations.
It sure does.
So is the money for the new BART bicycle plan?
Are we moving
plan?
On
no,
to another
I'm
level of the agenda? Because that's later in the agenda.
No, that isn't even on this agenda.
Yeah,
the
it
bike
is.
Plan?
The bike
is
plan
it?
Is not.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought it was. So
it was, but you said that the money isn't available.
The money's
not
available
along,
yet.
So but
yet.
That would be something to cover in the plan. And
yeah, that would be certainly something that belongs in the plan.
Just close
I
up
agree.
On the
Since
bike.
There was time, I thought I'd throw in this comment to add on to the perspective it kind of goes in with said earlier on, but I think one of the things to think about, I mean, I'm not familiar with Contra Costa, I haven't used those stations very much, but to think about every time the bike station goes in, like for me, I used to be somebody that a few years back used to drive across the Bay Bridge every day going over the peninsula, and when I was looking at, I wanted to get out of my car, it made a whole lot of difference to me the fact that there was a bike station. So you might find that when you put in bike stations that you know, it's not always necessarily a response to the demand that exists. You might find that demand increases and that parts and customers will increase. And that's the other thing I was thinking about when you're talking about how much the stations cost, that
I thought about
200 car spaces cost a lot of money. But to think if you're providing space for 200 people to come to the BART station, so I'm just saying that there's a perspective to think about that you're making it more friendly to the community, you're making it easier for people to get to that public transportation and be able to use it. It's certainly something I calculated all those costs to figure out.
And the bigger difference is the operating costs.
The operating cost is, per bike.
The parking is unmanned. There is no one operating. Well, that's a big cost.
That's
labor
not
cost.
Quite
having,
true. But
having the parking garage there can't,
yeah.
Even once it's built, can't be 100% free, is it?
Well, but that's
okay. We're getting off topic.
I know
but
we
on
are.
That,
no, but they make
parking structures cost $1.80 a space to maintain. Surface slots are around $100 or $1 a space.
To maintain.
To maintain for BART. A day, I believe.
A day.
I don't have that.
That
so I'm not prepared to.
That was what an old figure that I have. That it's
sounds
parking is not free, but.
Right.
The point here, I think, we'll all agree, is that when one of these transit-oriented developments go in, it seems like always what's going to happen with the surface lots and where's the auto parking going to be. And with the BART hierarchy, you have to give equal consideration of where the bicycles are going to be parked.
And they are doing
that. You're doing that. That's
but
great.
It's,
keep it up.
But there's still that question on how is it, what is it going to be, and how is it going to operate is kind of still hangs out there.
Just remember, it's not their property. It's public property that's being rented to them.
No, they actually own it. In these deals.
That's,
I believe in many cases because, like, for example, in Pleasant Hill, and I needed to relocate the bike racks over to that area. Okay, you remember, we're in Pleasant Hill, where I had to put the bike racks over into that into the area that's now their area. I had to get an encroachment permit to do that.
Okay, maybe because they're the leasing. My understanding is the area of Pleasant Hill is going to be condominiums. They're not going to be selling the condominiums and have the people that buy the condominiums own the land. That land was taken by eminent domain. And to take eminent domain land and sell it to anybody, that's not allowed by law. And there have been uproars when that happens around. And so.
No, I don't. There are like whole complicated things about the TOD, which is we can have them
there's
come and talk to us.
That we should talk about, which is that. Embarcadero, you become a member of, you just self-park your bicycle there.
Yes.
And downtown Berkeley, you become a member to park your bicycle there. Does this mean that each bike station where there's self-parking and membership is going to have its own membership? Or are you going to be able to have a system-wide membership?
I believe you currently use a BikeLink card for each of those.
Right, and but I don't think we haven't had that issue yet. This will, when we open up Berkeley, will be the first time we have two. So I don't know that we've addressed that issue of whether you have to pay an additional, if you are a member of Embarcadero, do you get automatic membership of Berkeley? We have not yet addressed that.
I thought the membership was just getting ID to access the cage at Embarcadero. $5 to so they have your picture, so when you put your card in,
right,
they know that
that's
you're the person
that
has access. So if that's what it takes at Berkeley, they already have your picture.
Yeah. Right.
Is it going to be the same ID, or are they going to have to do it all over again?
I haven't asked that question.
Well, one thing I would say is that currently you're tied to the card, so you might have to get your ID, if you have more than one card, to have a bike parked at each end of your commute, maybe you have to pay $5 to get your picture attached to one card and the other card.
I can ask what the current, BikeLink thinking is on this, but it's not a huge issue to get, if either one way or the other, it either you've gotten cleared and it'll work, or two, you go through and you get it cleared and you can get it checked at the bike station attendants right there. They can do it for you. Or you can do it at the kiosk. It doesn't take, all you do is, if your card isn't already cleared, you just go it and you put it in the thing and it dials up and a person on the other end looks at you through a camera and, you know, they charge you $5 off your card to do it. So either way, you know, what it means is an additional $5 one time, if the answer is
well, as long as it's only one time for the whole system and not...
So you're objecting to $5 twice? You mean?
Or to use that system at every station.
I sort of think of it as a little bit like the bike link card, which I could use in any bike link lottery, mm-hmm. lottery at any station. This is just a different class of something, one above the bike link that I'm not.
The reason we do it also is to discourage somebody just buying a card and willy-nilly going into the station without learning the rules of the station and lessen abuse of a shared facility.
Well, I guess, I mean, he's...
But I understand.
Yeah, I mean, if it's two bike stations, an extra $5, but as we're talking about now, there's going to be 6-7 bike stations, then it becomes...
Well, it's not going to be that for quite a while.
Right, but at some point...
Maybe 3 by the end of the summer. Maybe.
Some more things to think about when we do our station planning and our access planning. So with bike stations covered, we'll move on to bike to work day support.
I'll ask. For what?
Oh, bike to work day support. Bike to work day.
Do you want to give an overview of the region?
Yeah. So we're going to be publishing information about bike to work day in the MyBART e-blast, and also there's DSS messages.
The station, the real-time trains.
And we may be offering promotional BART tickets for Team Bike Challenge members who put their local BART station names in their team names, but we're not entirely sure yet if that's going to happen. We want to hang some banners advertising Bike to Work Day in the BART stations, but we're not sure the details yet. We don't know if we're going to get the banners back, so we don't want to invest in banners.
It's difficult to get the banners back.
A question on the banners. Did you envision them leaving the date open? Where you say Velcro a new date every year?
I think we would tape over next year's date over this year's date. But the banner this year will definitely have the date for this year on it. But the banner, the logo is designed to easily just tape over the date.
But the problem is at the end, no one collects them, and next year, what happens
to them, they're collected.
This will be our first.
It's not our
first time, but...
I thought you had banners for Bike to Work Day.
Oh, yeah, we've had banners for Bike to Work Day.
And you successfully retrieved them?
No. It's never gotten them back. My understanding is we don't know when they're going to go out.
Maybe the trick is to... I don't imagine Bike to Work Day people could go and collect them from stations without parts.
No.
That's a big no-no.
Union.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But we were wondering if we could get the staff information, like their contact information, so we could contact them to get banners after that working.
Well, I'm talking with Doug.
Yeah.
He seems to be the person to
He's talk in
to.
Charge of the banners.
So he's agreed to let us put 10 up, just because I asked for 10. And he indicated today we could put more up if we want to. More of, but you can't promise we get them back. And he said we can put them up April 19th if we want to. And the banners that the East Bay Bicycle Coalition was going to pay for, we're going to have, anytime you put a banner up in BART, I guess a fourth of it is this BART logo that goes there, regardless of what your message is.
And then we've designed two get-rolling ads that show people using the electronic lockers at BART and using their bikes at BART. And we'll have that, and then the Bike to Work Day logo, which is on the posters there. So it'll be those three elements on the banners that, other than the date on the Bike to Work Day logo, are totally reusable every year. And Doug has to approve the layout of those. I'm not worried about that, but I'm worried about not getting them back because they're not cheap. We want them next year, too. In the East Bay, we're also going to have a record number of Energizer stations at BART this year. We're adding Rockbridge BART and West Oakland BART in the East Bay area. I don't know about San Francisco.
So when you get your list, are you send this to Andrew for the Bay Area Bike?
To get the permits?
Does he have them? Well, the list. Because I think Andrew, right? He's in touch with our media and marketing group to give them the information, so they put it in our newsletter and on our web page and on our the standard overhead announcements. Mm-hmm. But he's doing that, so usually there's a list or maybe they linked back. I can't remember what they do, but there's some way that it goes from our BART. You know, we either list it on our BART webpage or the Energizer
stations. He's got a bunch of Google Maps online that show where the Energizer stations are. So
maybe we will just link to you guys.
Link to us.
Have you planned them slightly better this year? It seemed like last year they were proliferating in if someone wanted one, they got one, and they were kind of conflicting with each other quite a bit.
The BART ones?
No, just generally. The Energizer stations generally seem to be like you got two or three all next door to each other, then nothing for a long way. And has it been a little bit more organized this time?
We're mindful of that. We're trying. Everybody wants one.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Is there
it's a good
be
problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people did you say went to soccer?
I checked in. I went out to MacArthur to see,
and
I talked to the people. And
no,
when I went and talked to them, they'd already hit 400.
Yeah. You can register for Bike to Work Day. Is that live? So you can now register to win prizes, and then the Bike Commuter of the Year award nominations are open. So if you want to nominate somebody as Bike Commuter of the Year, there's a winner in each county. So those nominations are open. They close April 19th. Nominations need to be in by the 19th. Lots more going on. You can go to youcanbikethere.com for regional information, abbc.org for East Bay, sfbike.org for San Francisco. Get all the details. Have we missed anything? Got posters here. Please take them with you and start distributing them. These are the East Bay posters here.
A team bike challenge opens. It's where you get a group of your coworkers together and ride to work. Whoever rides the most miles wins prizes at the end of the month, of May.
Right, and we're going to maybe have the BART one that you said earlier. So yeah. We have to get it cleared. And we gave out last year. We gave out $50 BART tickets to the team
bike
challenge. So
is it really the most miles or is it the most trips? Okay, so prizes for each. Okay. Seems problematic that not everybody's going to know how many miles they rode. They're starting, especially.
Yeah. We also have a new iPhone application that you can log in
and track
your miles.
Yeah.
And then automatically gets uploaded.
That's through 511, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that demonstrated at the region.
It works everywhere, not just San Francisco.
That's different than Cycle Tracks, or is that? Cycle Tracks was one city or San Francisco put out.
Yeah,
I
think it's similar.
It's a different app.
What's it called?
It's a similar app. It's the same company doing it.
What's it called?
It's called You Can Bike There. I bike. I can't remember it. I'm not sure if it's released yet, but.
Oh, it may not be. Okay.
Yeah. Check back on the website.
Too bad.
is youcanbikethere.com.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the word U, not the letter U.
The word U.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I could see that it could go either way. Okay, great.
Gee, maybe the task force should get a bike team challenge together. The
Laura.
BART. The BART Bicycle Accessibility Task Force challenge, team challenge.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Go.
It'd win.
I can use some. Wait a minute. I'm almost done with school. I don't want BART tickets anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I do want BART tickets.
You always need BART tickets.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I'm in the elements.
I spent a lot of money on bikes.
Okay, well, it looks like we've covered Bikes Work Day sufficient, unless anybody has more comments. Our next meeting is June 7th. That's Monday,
It
usually is.
I'll try to find out a bit.
June 7th,
and probably try to reschedule something about the Antioch e-BART. And I guess there's news on the bike space. Car retrofits, the internal signage schedule.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
that. I guess we got some of the Oakland airport connector funds. We'll get 100 more cars retrofitted in addition to the 80 to 85, the original bunch.
Do you think the MacArthur bike station would be an update for us with some more detailed drawings?
Maybe. We could put that on there.
It sounds like they may have updates for us even before.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds to me like 2 months is going to be too late for us to comment on what they have. So if we can get whatever they have earlier than that, maybe we can do it via email.
We've been able to do that.
Okay, so with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Good job, Dave.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
Thanks,
I thought we were going to be here until 10
minutes. Me too. I really did. Yeah,